Hello.
This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. I've got a great playlist of songs for you today, all kinds of styles. Modern Cape Verdean Morna, Maharaganet, Zimbabwean Marimba Pop, Khmer Afro Pop, Ugandan Dancehall, Nigerian Afro House, French Afro Beats, and Alternative. Song of the Week, that comes in at half past the hour, is Susanna by Kenya's super band, Sauti Sol. Kwame joins me for that too, virtually, but he joins me. And then, going way back in time, I have a mini vintage tune medley of traditional music from three countries, Sierra Leone, Botswana, and Ethiopia. These recordings were featured on a Music Time in Africa broadcast on the 23rd of August, 1981. Finally, I've got another story about how the coronavirus is affecting African music. Out of Copenhagen, Denmark, VOA reporter Jason Patinkin brings us a fascinating interview with Kenyan Ohangla artist Maka Dem. He is stranded there and explains what it's like to be what he calls a coronavirus refugee. And then we round out the show with Flowers of the World by marimba maestro Blessing Bled Chimanga of Zimbabwe. So sit back, people, relax, and enjoy the music. We are starting out today in Benin with a very positive vibe. Here is Peace and Love by Auguste Aidaso, better known as Asiki. We'll be right back. gorgeous music of Asiki from Benin. That song comes off the artist's 2012 EP called Brass Evolution. Hello, I am Heather Maxwell, and you are at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now we move to today's newest sound out of Nigeria with Niniola. Commonly referred to in recent years as the Queen of Afro House, Niniola's recent 2019 single, Omo Rapala, is dominating the airwaves in Nigeria and in South Africa, where Afro House actually originated. The single was produced by SARS. That was Niniola with Omo Rapala.
Hey, I am Mori Ture from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister, Maxwell.
Hello, guys. It is great to be back with you again this weekend. I hope you're all holding up okay under these strange coronavirus times. I'm broadcasting to you today from my home studio, once again, in Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. Going a little stir-crazy, but otherwise okay. Listen, near the back half of the hour, my feature interview is with Kenyan artist Makadem, who is stranded in Denmark because of COVID-19. So stay tuned for that, and of course, for all of the awesome music in between then and right now. This next song, in fact, is from Egypt. It was released about 3 months ago, and it already has 49 million views on YouTube. My colleague, Usama Farak, who is our Africa music programmer and also Egyptian, listened to the song earlier this week. Here he is introducing it via voice message. Hi, Usama.
Hi, Heather. This song is an Egyptian maharaganat genre, which is a mix of the popular shabi and electronic dance music. The song title is Shams al-Magarra, meaning the sun of the galaxy. Three artists are performing the song. They are Omar Kamal, Hamu Bika, and Hassan Shakush. It's about a man who loved a woman dearly, and he considered her as the sun of the galaxy. Then she walked out on him and broke his heart and made him lose trust in everyone in the universe. Up until he found another sun of the galaxy. Enjoy.
اللي عنده جرح تشبهني تفضل جنبي طول عمر الفرحة بتكرهني وتبقى ذنبي لو بتدور على الإخلاص عمرك هيفوتك واللي تقول ده أعز الناس نسوا يشوف موت والهد عليهم يقولي أصحاب ضيوف ما بقتش أشوف حد يساعدنا عشاني وسع مال على الشمال مش عاوز أعرف كتاني اللي كنت عليها بحكي لكو كانت نور عيني دلوقتي جاي أشهدكو على اللي حصل فيا قلبي صفلها وحب جمالها وارتحت معاها لقيتها تشقلي بحالها يا قلبي انساها
Hamovika featuring Omar Kamal, Hassan Shakush with Shams El Magara. Hey everybody, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, and for a little short refreshing alternative sound, this is Rashan Ahmad featuring Tie with a song called Sea.
Yeah, you're up to one.
was Rashan Ahmad with Sea, a track off his 2019 album, The Sun.
Music time in Africa. Awesome. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, hi everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far. I've got three more current tunes for you. Ugandan Dancehall, French Afrobeats, and Khmer Afropop. And then Song of the Week out of Kenya with Kwame, Virtual Kwame. So keep it locked right here on Music Time in Africa. All right, now we're going to move to a nice chill dance vibe with Eddie Kenzo. Let's dance, he sings. Let's dance, Twe Agale.
Zene sitene mazamu, dunia tene mazamu, tenkoze sabintu bichamu, segu ya mwana adamu, kubaba mwuli bachamu, mwuli bachamu. Mzidi woku very nice, waya gala kopotuni tinkuwa kachansi, wanudole nguli na chai, owa matanga kuliko na majani, wali weba anchu nyamu vide bizibu.
So what happens when Nigerian Afrobeats goes French? Well, Daju Juna Nsungula, better known by the mononym Daju. He is a French singer of Congolese descent, and he paired up with Nigeria's international mega superstar Burna Boy for this single. It's called Donne-moi l'accord, or Give Me the Okay.
Je ne veux pas discuter, ma tête est remplie de mauvaises idées. Ce que je veux c'est foncer sans hésiter. Et si on prenait le risque d'y aller. sans regretter. Ça sera notre petit secret. Toujours la conscience, but not to dear. Alors donne-moi l'accord, d'accord, accord. Pas besoin d'être timide, c'est que du sport. Et si tout déboule, je t'en donne encore. Donne-moi l'accord et c'est demain qu'on dort. Donne-moi l'accord, d'accord, accord. Pas besoin d'être timide, c'est que du sport. Et si tout déboule, je t'en donne encore. Donne-moi l'accord et c'est demain qu'on dort.
Oh. Many things for your love. Check you know say money me pop pop pop. Looking for me, oh, calling my commander. Presidential, calling me governor.
C'est demain qu'on dort. Donne-moi l'accord, du corps à corps. Pas besoin d'être timide, c'est que du sport. Et si tout dégoûte, je t'en donne encore. Donne-moi l'accord et c'est demain qu'on dort. Oh,
to be the best us. We can be the best, nothing less of us. Baby, you fall come to me, rush, rush, rush. Make I love you long, 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 long.
Je crois qu'elle me jette, en sort. Elle est dans ma tête, de ma tête, de sort. Je crois qu'elle me jette, elle me jette, un sourd. De ma tête fou sortie.
Mais le hot qui me fait un sens. Le best, nothing less of us. Can you not say I give you good, good love? Baby, you should come just the way you are.
Beautiful. That was Donne-moi l'accord by Dadju and featuring Burna Boy. This is Heather Maxwell, and now for that Cameroon Afro pop I mentioned earlier, this is Kameni with her smash hit, Nayo Nayo. It's only her second release so far, and she's young in the music industry, but I think she's just great. I think you'll think so too. Here's Nayo Nayo. Man no go die because family.
Man no go die because family. Man no go die because family. Man no go die because family. On drop a movie a cause de la famille. Life is not easy. Ne soyez pas paresse. Il faut que tu te bats. Ton moulot va payer.
You make you just the prayer for it. Me and no set up as when the shows end. You need to send more money to the shine, shine. Anything they give you make you appreciate them. Oh, 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 oh. She do a plans when they want. She do a see plans when they want. They say more plans when they want. A family la major sweet of the land. Man no go die because family day. Man no go die because family day. Man no go die because family day. Cause de la famille, yeah. What a guan, moi je fais des mouniers. Oh, Nayo, Nayo. Tu dois prendre soin de moi. Tu dois aussi prendre soin de moi. Laissez-moi au prendre soin de moi. Ma famille est là, mais je suis aussi là. Man no go die because family day. Man no go die because family day. Man no go die because family day. On doit pas mourir à cause de la.
Okay, that was Nayo Nayo by Cameroonian rising star Kameni. You're inside Music Time in Africa, and now we turn to Kenya and Kwame for...
And this is the Song of the Week.
Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Asante.
Today we've got a Song of the Week for you, and we are together, kind of.
True. I'm safe and sound in my house, trying to avoid contact, social distancing because of coronavirus.
And the same with me, but it is great that we can do this thing with our computers. Anyway, the song of the week is Susanna by Sauti Sol from Kenya.
Oh yes, I'm very excited for this song. So let's go right into it with Susanna.
Susanna, I hope you're happy now. I see you flexing on the ground with your sponsor. Susanna, I hope you're happy now. I see you change your skin color and your hair is longer now.
Things that I really love about this song is the message. The message is basically saying, Susanna or Sinjay, I see that you are all around the world and, you know, you've got an older man sponsoring you, but you're changing your appearance. You know, you're fake. You've got silicone now, your hair is long, you've changed your skin color. But if you just listen to this song, come back home, someone loves you. I think that is a beautiful, touching message.
Another thing I love about the video, if you've watched it, if you haven't, go to YouTube, type Susanna and Sauti Sol, is just the outfit, the period outfit they were wearing. I think it's from the 70s, and the performance, and it's just beautiful, very colorful, the singing, the dancing, it's just wonderful to watch.
I agree, Kwame. I keep watching the video over and over for that reason. And the colors aren't just bright colors. Like normally we see typically African colors are bright, vivid, but these are like pastel pinks, pastel blue, canary yellow. These are really 70s colors.
Yes, and definitely you can see they put in like a lot of work and thought into producing that video.
When are you coming home, Senje? Tell me, are you on your way? Kipe tu kipenda na kirome ona Julia. I send the banner, Senje. Hello, hello, hello,
hello, hello.
If you get to hear this song, somebody loves you.
Susanna by Sauti Sol.
All right, Heather, this was definitely a great choice.
And that was
Song of the Week.
Any last words, Kwame? It's nice to have you back again. You know, the last couple weeks, I've been presenting Song of the Week without Kwame. And now finally, finally we're back together, kind of, virtually anyway.
Yes, it's definitely great to be back. Safety first. So if Heather and I are practicing social distancing and staying indoors, listeners, please stay home. If you can, if you can't and you are an essential worker, practice social distancing, wash your hands, use hand sanitizer. Together we will beat this.
Thank you. And wear masks if you can.
It's music time in Africa.
Okay, now I am so excited to play you this short medley of traditional music. The recordings all come off of one original broadcast of Music Time in Africa in 1981. And I have condensed them here just so you can get a taste of this kind of old music without running off or changing the station. So stick with me, peeps. Stick with me. You're going to love this, I promise. First up, here is a group of Temne women playing percussion from the Bondu Society, which is a traditional secret society. Okay, that was Bondu drumming. Now, this is a Tswana flute orchestra that was recorded in the town of Ramutsa in Botswana. The flutes are actually an ensemble of 19 copper pipes. The musicians walk around in a circle and they move sideways and just use this simple stamping step. Okay, so that was Tswana flute. And now, the third and final sample is tum music from the Gambela regions in the extreme western part of Ethiopia. Tum is a form of the mbira or the likembe or what everybody knows as thumb piano from other parts of sub-Saharan Africa. But here, the metal keys were made from umbrella spokes. So that wraps up my mini medley of traditional vintage music from the Music Time in Africa archives.
Hello, everybody. Ni Juliane. And I'm in the Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America. I'll see you.
Mayra Andrade is a modern Cape Verdean singer who interprets traditional Morna music with amazing skill and beauty. She's truly the torchbearer of the late legend Cesaria Evora. This song called Tang Kalakatan, which comes off her 2019 album Manga, is a true work of art. Kalakatan is the sound that a pot makes when it's empty, but you're still trying to scoop food out of it. In Portuguese, she sings this lyric in the song. You went away. You went to nothing. You ignored me. You shunned me. When I got home, I knock, 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 knock. Con, 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 con. I found nothing. Just some tea and incense, a portrait and a cat. The pot was Tang Kalakatan. Come, just come, don't go now. The wrongs I've done, I'll mend them all. The ugly will be beautiful, as we were. It'll be okay.
aquele torto que faz em chapa fé puta fica bonito se mano está tá fica bem. A chapa fé puta fica bonito se mano está tá fica bem.
Was Myra Andrade. Hello, this is Heather, and now it's time to introduce our feature artist today, Makadem. VOA reporter Jason Patinkin spoke with the Ohangla musician by phone earlier this week where he's stranded in Denmark due to COVID-19. He shares his experience with Jason on the phone, but before we get to that, let's listen to one of Makadem's most recent singles, Mogidi Kona Kona.
Nyatimanya luoboreka eluongo rabono ni waru. Tonyo yo kirikito luobo ni kideri. Toko poku ye. Kai, kai, kai.
Anya kwara demu ano kano maranda. Ahero werne piña, ahero werno ganda. Tukendo kaja tero kaja juok alanga. Akelo bere piña, akelo bere edala. Anyola chikiti, anyola ya unapachi. Parapanda yu wakpinyoru.
We go around, ori ori, omogiti kona kona,
right. That was the beautiful sound of Ohangla music from Kenya by Makadem. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and now we turn to our feature story with this artist. Similar to a story that I did a few weeks ago about Malian Ngoni player Basse Kukuyate, who was stranded in Europe while on tour, Makadem is also stranded in Denmark. Does anyone remember him? I met Makadem in Nairobi back in 2016, and I featured him on MTIA before. Some of you might remember his Nyatiti playing. That's that traditional instrument from Kenya and Ethiopia. Anyway, my interview is on my YouTube channel, my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel. So you can get on there and check it out later if you want to see Makadem. But honestly, I haven't been in touch with him lately. Didn't know about his European tour, but one of my colleagues, Jason Patinkin, who's based here in Washington with me, did know about it. And he called Makadem. He got him to say hi to us.
However, this is Makadem. He's Nyatiti Nest in Copenhagen. I call myself a coronavirus refugee. Give a shout out to Music Times on BOA.
And more importantly, Jason got this story. Apparently, in February, Makadem was on a European tour in northern Italy performing with the band Uhuru Republic when the coronavirus outbreak first hit the area. Luckily, they managed to get out the day that northern Italy went on lockdown. That was February 23rd. Since then, Italy's had the world's deadliest outbreak with over 18,000 killed. But thankfully, the rest of Uhuru Republic is safe and healthy. Meanwhile, Makadem remains in Copenhagen, Denmark. His flight home to Kenya was canceled, and the rest of his European tour, which had scheduled stops in Germany, Sweden, Latvia, and Belgium, has also been canceled. But Makadem is still trying to keep playing, including a virtual show last week in Copenhagen that was part of an online Danish performance series called the Corona Concerts. Here's Jason's conversation with Makadem about being what he calls a coronavirus refugee in Denmark and what it's like also to perform for an audience that he can't see. Jason begins by asking him what's it currently like in Denmark.
Denmark is under partial lockdown. There's no performances. The streets are quiet, although this week I've seen more people coming into the street. Last week it was really quiet, but the essential places are all open. As opposed to Italy or maybe other places, you can actually go out. You can visit your friends. The buses are running, the trains are running, you can travel. Some pubs allow up to 10 people.
And how has this affected your finances?
Very bad. I was totally relying on my performances here, but it's okay. When I got this news about the virtual performance, I quickly asked for it, and they were also happy because they play a very unique instrument, the Nyatiti. East African music is not really known in Europe. They were quick to like, yeah, we want that one. If more and more come, I might be able to make some money and live off my performances.
What was that like performing virtually, performing on Facebook, on Instagram? There were people around the world listening live, but of course you were alone in the room.
So I'm lucky, and I'm first, remember, I'm quite experienced. In 2012, I did a residency in Paris, and one of the guys who was my mentor. He told me one thing. Now, he said, you need to learn to imagine an audience. So I began practicing whenever I'm rehearsing to imagine an audience. And it works. You become an actor. You know, basically, a good performer is not just a good singer. He's an actor of the text. Now, in my case, because the song I do, then I imagine at the end, then I talk. Actually, if you watch it, you realize that I used to talk after every song. I would explain the song. I was actually in my own world. It was so easy that even the organizer who was behind the camera, he told me that, you know, I've not seen somebody do what you do here.
Let's talk about some of the things you were saying. You were giving some public health messages about washing your hands. And one thing you said also is that we need to love one another. And one way of loving one another is by washing our hands and keeping that social distancing. Can you explain that?
Yeah, because you can't love people and you put them in trouble. If I love people, I keep my hands clean. So, for example, in Denmark, in Copenhagen, when you enter a store, there are always sanitizers outside, which means before you touch the door, before you touch the goods, you sanitize your hands. But you know, they're not asking you to do it. So if you love people, you do it.
And let's talk about some of the songs that you were performing. I noticed some of those are from your latest record, which was released by Dagoretti Records. How did you choose the songs you were playing?
I chose what I thought would work well with a solo acoustic for a live audience that is watching elsewhere. In terms of like Obongo Bless Me, those are songs that definitely people want to hear, especially people who are believers in God, the Christians, like in Africa, mostly of Christians and Muslims. They would love that. Call Me, one of the first songs. I mean, you're talking to a lover, way you're far away. It's like a letter.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa!
Is there going to be more music, more new music from Makadem coming soon?
There's a lot. Like right now, apart from what I did with Dagoretti Records, there's a duo of German DJs running by a beat called African 808. And we were supposed to record in March, but COVID-19 prevented that. I recorded in Sweden last year. I recorded in Kenya. But this year, just 2 weeks ago, I did a very nice club Nyatiti song. What I've been doing is to try and get a label that can release it, because it's Kiwali, an electronic clubhouse jam, and it's a very good jam. I just want to look for a label for it, but not launch it right now because it's not the right time.
In addition to looking forward to the end of COVID-19 and this disease being defeated, we will also be looking forward to all your new music.
Yeah, why not?
All right, that concludes our feature story about COVID-19 and African music for this week. I'm Heather Maxwell, and hey, we have time for one more song. This is Flowers of the World by Blessing Bled Chimanga from Zimbabwe. right. And with that beautiful tune by Blessing Chimanga, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for tuning in. Also, a big thank you to Jason Patinkin and to Maka Dem for their interview about the coronavirus refugee in Denmark. To all of you, please take care of yourselves. And if the coronavirus comes to your area, please take it seriously and protect yourselves. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, on my Facebook page or group, on Instagram at MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. You can get updates, fresh news, photos, and videos. And also, if you want to listen to and read and research more about our vintage tunes, go to Music Time in Africa. Our vintage Music Time in Africa radio shows, go to vvoanews.com/MTIA-archive. On our FM stations, we are live Saturdays and Sundays at 1505 and 20500 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio, Friday at 0905 UTC, and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 220500 Universal Time. You can always find us online, too, at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay safe and stay beautiful.